B-Pod Studios.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. Now, here's LBF with today's Dirty Laundry.
All right, the most streamed TV show of 2020. And I have a statistic that is going to send you over the edge. Okay? Mm-hmm. Or like a, is it a statistic? It's a number. All right, okay. It's a number that's going to send you over the edge. But first, Bruce Willis, come on, man.
Bruce.
I see dead people. Wear your mask. He was asked to put on a mask at a Los Angeles Rite Aid. Well, you actually really would want to wear a mask because a Rite Aid
Everybody's
is where people
sick.
Go when they are
what
sick.
What are you thinking?
So on Monday, he refused. He refused, even though he had a bandana around his neck. And he could have easily just pulled it up.
Did he say why he was refusing? Is it because the man or what?
I guess he was. He left the store without buying anything, but he issued a statement yesterday calling it an error in judgment.
Oh, okay.
Be safe out there, everyone, and let's continue to mask up. Maybe he was having a psychotic break. I don't know. I don't understand people. Just wear
a
mask.
Well, I mean, I've told you in the past here, sometimes I'll get out and forget and go to a store, and people, they will remind you.
Yeah, they'll remind you, but then you're like, sorry.
Yeah, you go back to your car and get it.
Right.
He just said, whatever, not dealing with it.
I just don't understand.
But you're right, at a CVS or a Rite Aid?
Yeah.
Everybody's sick?
You have to wear pants. You have to wear a mask.
Oh, you do?
Do you know what I mean?
The pants thing?
Like, you do have to wear pants. You don't walk into a Rite Aid without any pants on. Okay. Otherwise, people are like, you gotta go put some pants on.
Be. Some people might.
Right?
And might not.
That's the thing. Masks equal ants.
Okay.
Bruce.
For your face.
For your face. Ants for your face.
All right.
Nicole Kidman.
Die Hard. Here we go.
Okay. Nicole Kidman and Deborah Messing are after the same role. I think I know who's going to get it.
Yeah.
But Nicole Kidman has been in talks to play the lead in a Lucille Ball movie. But everyone's like, why Nicole Kidman?
What?
Why wouldn't it be Deborah Messing?
Yeah.
Here's the thing about Nicole Kidman. Even though her face doesn't seem to move, it actually does move. And talk about Lucille Ball with the most expressive face.
Yeah.
If you just saw The Undoing.
But she can't move her eyebrows. And no, Lucy always moved her eyebrows.
Right. But the thing is that if you saw The Undoing, she was in character for that. She was an Upper East Side woman, rich wife. And so she had the face, the immobilized face.
It was a real stretch.
But then when she was in The Prom, which was, she played kind of a floozy showgirl, and her face was fine.
Okay.
So Nicole Kidman's face can do anything, it seems. Mm.
They can put in eyebrows and, like, you know, with a computer after.
You know, you're right. They can raise them up.
Deborah Messing. Valerie Bertinelli said that Deborah Messing was robbed, but I think they're probably going to go with.
Okay.
But I like Deborah Messing. I don't know. What do you think? I don't know.
I think Deborah Messing looks more like
Lucy.
Are you
interested in
the
Lucille Ball
movie? That matters. That might be fun. I mean,
really?
I mean, is it behind the scenes kind of thing?
I don't
Desi, you know?
Yeah, that's interesting. All right, so the most streamed television show of 2020, I'm going to give you the answer in form of a song.
Okay.
You ready?
Oh, I hear this all the time in the house. Is it ready, Brian?
Yeah, go. No, not that. No. This, over here.
Oh, okay.
Oh. The Office.
Yeah, I hear that every day.
You do?
Yeah. My girl watches it.
That's so good.
I've never seen an episode.
Wait, what? You've never seen an episode?
What?
I've never seen an episode. Not
once. Why are you the way that you are? Honestly, every time I try to do something fun or exciting, you make it not that way.
Steve Carell is so good.
I've never seen it. I gotta do it.
You gotta watch it.
Number two, by the way, if you want to know just the top five, it was
Tiger King.
S Creek.
Oh, yeah.
NCIS. Criminal Minds and Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, I'm Joe Exotic.
No.
That was the fourth most streamed original movie.
Yeah.
Number four. Ozark was number one on that. And finally, the factoid, the fun fact that's going to blow your mind. Sex and the City reboot. They're going to be the continuation of Carrie and her friends. Mm. Here is some interesting fact.
Mm. Here's a crazy statistic. Sarah Jessica Parker. It's 4 years older than Rue McClanahan when the Golden Girls premiered.
Wow.
You know we just blew your mind.
Wow.
Yeah. You did. You blew my mind.
Plastic surgery has come a long way.
Poor Rue McClanahan. She was only 50.
If she had a different haircut.
How old was Rue when she was on the show?
52,
51. Yeah, and she, you see, as an old retiree in Florida somewhere.
Not bad. I'd take it. 52, well, living in Florida as a retiree.
With your mom and...
Yeah, and two girlfriends. That would be so awesome. And a lanai.
Yeah, I forgot about the lanai. I mean,
and cheesecake at night. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Sign me up.
I don't know where he's, but I'll help you sign up for that.
You want me to watch The Office?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.